21 and 9:30 on a Thursday morning. That means it's time for me to welcome in Brad Dungis and usually members of the committee as well, and an opportunity to say, hey, that it is the home of the 995 oil change, low-priced tire and brake guarantee, and you got great battery prices too.
Good morning, Charlie.
Morning. How's it going?
It's great. It's a beautiful day. It's springtime in Oklahoma.
It is.
Yeah.
Or at least the calendar says it will be another week or so. But hey,
I think the season has begun this weekend. You can tell by the tree.
Yeah, that's right.
And all the livestock shows are going on.
So isn't that great?
That's right. And we did bring in some friends from the Washington County Livestock Show and the OSU Extension Office, a 4-H educator with us today from the community. So we've got some stuff to talk about there. Lots to talk about at the dealership. It is still Truck Month.
Yes.
Ford Truck Month is underway. We've got 0%. It seems like on everything now. Great interest rate incentives, and your interest rates are starting to creep back up again. So it's a great time to get those interest rates locked in low.
Yeah.
Truck Month, of course, has great interest rebates, too, and incentives. Ford has some certificates that we can use to move around. These are special rebates that we can make special deals on some of the older trucks that have been inventory the longest.
Mm-hmm.
So great deals for Truck Month. On the Toyota side, we've got a big rebate on Highlander, which is pretty unusual to have any kind of rebate on the Highlander.
Mm-hmm.
And plus lots of 0% offerings over there also. So lots going on.
I see Toyota making a bigger springtime push this year than maybe at least what I remember in the last several years. So Toyota seems to be working real hard to gain those new customers too.
Well, it's something you have to always be working at in our business. And of course, our business is great right now. So maybe that's kind of what you're seeing is a lot of momentum right now on all fronts. Toyota is really, some of the small crossover vehicles, it's the hottest segment in the industry. We've talked about that before, but a lot of the, there's great deals on sedans and things because that segment is kind of shrinking. Everybody's getting behind the small little cars like RAV4s, Escapes, these smaller SUVs that are really flexible and comfortable for people. They're the fastest growing segment. The RAV4 is now in our dealership out selling Camry most months.
I've seen that from some of the other things I've seen online that it is really challenging Camry for the best selling model, at least in the Toyota line.
Yeah,
right now.
It goes back and forth. I think it was actually Corolla in February for us. So.
Interesting. So a lot of things going on at the dealership, and of course if you can invite people to stop by, take a test drive, and
Come on in, just say hello. Love to show you around the new Toyota dealership. It's still new to a lot of people, even though we've been in it for a couple years. It's a great place to come spend time, and we've got some murals of the Bartlesville skyline and stuff going around Bartlesville, and some historic stuff for you to look at, pictures and things.
So. We haven't talked about it for a while, and I know it still takes like seemingly forever for you, but I know you're still going through the LEED certification process.
Yes, and we had an update there. We've had to go back and redo some of the energy analysis stuff that is way above my head, but some engineers had to prove some of our savings from some of the stuff we did, like the LED lights and the geothermal heat and air, just to prove out that you get points based on how that operates and how that works. And so that we had to go redo some of that. They questioned the data. So I think it'll still work out. The process goes on, but hopefully soon we'll hear that we're there.
Well, at least starting Monday, you'll have to go around the lot and change the clocks on all the cars. So
that's right, and of course that sometimes is a challenge. If you don't know how to do it, come by next time you're driving by a dealership. If you want some help, just stop in. We'll help you change your clock.
Well, there was a busy weekend this past weekend. Thursday, Friday, Saturday at the Washington County Fairgrounds. There was a hub of activity going on there.
Oh, it always is this time of year. It's a culmination of a lot of work for a lot of people around the whole region. And you've got actually these shows going on all over the place. But, I understand one of the biggest ones usually is here right here in Washington County. And I've got Josh Yates here, who's from the OSU Extension Office, an ag educator and a great guy that's been around a couple years, and also Jennifer Harbor, who's a 4-H educator here, to kind of tell us about what happened at the livestock show last week.
Yeah, it was a busy week as Charlie mentioned, we're one of the largest ones in the state. Surprisingly, you wouldn't think that with one of the smallest county in the state.
Right.
With participation, we've had about 200 kids enter and close to 500 animals. So
that's awesome.
That's great. You know,
well,
great,
it is all about all the work and the build up. And you know, every year I love to talk about it this time of year because it really, you know, it's that for the grand prize winners and the, the, you know, you get the spotlight, but there are so many people who put in all this work and, you know, invest all the time and the family's effort too, and you really it's a great testament to everybody that gets through that and shows. It's a real accomplishment.
It's a lot of life lessons learned, transferable traits that you can take into adulthood. Some people don't realize, but right now is about the time here in the next week or two to start looking for steers again. So
it really lasts all year.
You know, so you're going to have it for a year. So you're going to have to take care of it and make sure it's, you know, it's fed and groomed. Grooming's a big thing now, and you want to grow that hair, and especially in the summertime they shed, so you have to rinse and wash and make sure everything's good to go, and that's a lot of hard work. We did, as you mentioned, Jennifer Harbers, our new 4-H educator, she started in September. So she got to experience her first livestock show here, and she got to be there for the sale and see all the, she was surprised, I think, to see the great numbers that we have for our sale, the community involvement that we have from people like you all. So,
well, it is a great deal every year, and we love to be a part of it. But yeah, Jennifer, introduce yourself. Tell us about yourself. Are you new to the area?
Yes, my name is Jennifer Harbor, and my husband and I live out on a ranch towards the Nowata, Washington County line.
Okay.
So,
excellent. Well, welcome to our area.
Well, thank you.
Anyway, so your first show that you got to, or have you been to the show before?
This was my first show in Washington County.
Okay.
Prior to moving up to the area, I was the 4-H educator in Wagner County. So
right.
I've experienced the Oklahoma spring livestock shows before.
Sure. Uh-huh. Well, and we have a great one. I know are really one of the keys to having so many great contestants in this and people showing animals is all the great clubs that we have, and the 4-H club is really strong here. So tell us a little bit about the club and what happened in the show.
All right. Well, Washington County was represented by 4-H members and FFA members in the Caney Valley area, Copan, Dewey, and Bartlesville.
Right.
During the show, the 4-Hers and the FFA kids, they exhibited their livestock. And they also got to participate in a showmanship contest.
Right.
And this year we had a new showmanship contest. We added a master showmanship contest where the winners from each species competed against each other, showing all four species.
Ah.
And in showmanship, the exhibitors, are judged on not the quality of their animal, but their knowledge of the animal, how well they present their animal out in the ring, and how well they know the industry.
Oh, cool. All right, so it's just a different flavor of
yes.
this. That's great. And so you had that a winner for the first time, you said?
Yes, we had three winners this year from the junior, intermediate, and senior divisions.
Okay, good.
And again, just so the audience catches the significance of the event change, in the past you had individual showmanship for the cattle show, for the swine show, for the sheep show. This one, it's an all-around title as opposed to individuals.
Correct. The winner from the cattle show and the winner from the swine showmanship and the winner from the goat showmanship and the winner from the lamb showmanship, they all competed against each other, showing all four species.
Right.
So some of the cattle kids, they turned around from their beef showmanship and they went straight into the master showmanship contest.
All right.
So.
Uh-huh. Excellent. So how many divisions are there then? Or you've got?
There's three divisions. Mm-hmm. There's our junior division. They are 9 to 12 years old. And then our intermediates are 13 to 15, and then our seniors are 16 and up.
Okay. That's excellent. Well, and so we had how many? You said over 200 of the kids showed this year?
Yeah, we had close to 200. So, and that's just kind of rough numbers that we come up with. We sent an email out last night to one of our board members and haven't heard back. But, you know, that's you know, I may be underestimating a little bit on that deal, too. So, but just by, you know, I worked in Arkansas for a while, and they just do their stuff in the fall. We kind of do a double header here, and spring's the big one here for our livestock show. But when I worked in Creek County, they do have the largest, I would say, in the state, and I would say we're number, you know, three or four. And you know, it's just surprising how much agriculture is promoted here in Washington County. A lot of people think of it just being an urban area, and we have a lot of kids that's interested in doing this. So, and kind of about the showmanship deal, we're glad that, you know, we're always trying to make changes, and we have a real progressive board. There's about 20 people that serve on that board, and you know, we meet probably quarterly, sometimes a little more. And really long meetings. So, we appreciate, you know, their volunteer work. We appreciate all the volunteers that put their time and effort into doing this. And it's a tough job, you know. There's can't make everyone happy, but the showmanship thing, you're just showing your skill, your skill level. It doesn't really matter how good your animal is or how much money you spent. It's about the individual and how hard they worked. And that's why we like to offer, you know, incentives and programs like that with our new showmanship contest.
So, oh, that's great. And I know that, I mean, it is really something that can impact people. I mean, even, you know, my family, that's why we've supported you. My father was a 4-H'er and showed animals at the livestock show, and his brothers did. And, you know, it's something we've done for a long time and really believe in, really appreciate what you guys do.
As a matter of fact, I saw those pictures as I was in line for the barbecue, and saw Bill's picture there and saw Buddy's picture there, and it's really neat to go back and look at the history of the show.
Well, it is, and it, you know, I know that's what most of the kids showing are doing. That I mean, they get an interest, they get, you know, they're encouraged by their families. My father grew up on our ranch out there close to the Washington County, Winnowatta County line also, and you know, had to grow up feeding the animals, combing them, taking care of them. It is a lot of work, and it's something that that pays off in the long run, learning to do that good work. It's
I believe last year you mentioned that you kind of look for that in employees at times. You know, really, the work ethic.
Really does pay off when you can find somebody who knows, you know, that you got to put in that work to get the results. I mean, and obviously the agriculture is a you know, a great way to learn that, because it repeats itself every year, hopefully. Yeah. And it's a great way to learn.
We do appreciate everything you do for us, and also with the radio station, what all they do for the livestock show and to help promote it. And I believe last year you were the Hall of Fame winner, your family was. So
well, we did get get the plaque and get
honored. Right.
That's great. So. We enjoy that very much. And you know, I was looking at that the other day. it's an honor that's important to us. And, you know, but it really is about what you guys do and the families and the time that they put in on this. I mean, and you mentioned the volunteers on your board. Anyway, thank you to everybody for making that possible. So, but this isn't the only thing going on. What else is going on in the for 4-H wise over the next little while here? I know you must have other programs.
Yes, we do. Right now, we are getting ready for a new contest that I added this year. It's called our Events Nights. It's a 3-night contest where kids will be participating in a food show, a table setting contest, sewing, impressive dress, or a fashion review. And then on our final night, it'll be job readiness and public speaking.
Well, that sounds very interesting.
Yes.
Yeah, when is that going to happen?
Our first night is the last Monday in March, and then it'll be those following Mondays.
All right. That's good. Are there lots of kids participating in that?
We're taking entries right now.
We're getting it going. All right. Well, if you're interested, then give us a call. How do they get a hold of you if they want to know more about what's going on with the 4-H program?
They can contact the Washington County Extension Office.
Okay.
We're located in Dewey, across the street from the fairgrounds. You can also look everything up that we have going on our website. It's oces.okstate/Washington.
Okay. Maybe Google Washington yes. County Extension Washington Office.
Or you can just call the Extension Office at 918-534-2216.
Ah, yes. That's good. Excellent. Also call them if you need more information on any of their programs. Anything else going on with you guys, Josh? What's what are you up to the next phase
here? You know, we recently had our cattle conference, had pretty good numbers at that. You know, always stays about the same. I think we grew a little bit this year. Right now we're doing a Master Cattleman course. We're actually hosting it with Nowata County, and we're having it at the Nowata County office, so it's kind of ongoing. And we're always looking for other programs and suggestions. If you, last year we did a feral hog deal.
Yeah, because that's been kind of topical. It's been, I read some about
especially
that.
Especially in Osage County, you know, it's been pretty bad. So we're always looking for more programs to do, and if anyone has any ideas, just let me know, and we'll put on a program. So
excellent.
Yeah.
Speaking of programs, Josh also hosts a program Saturday mornings about 6:20, and we replay it during the noon hour around 12:40. So unless there's a ball game on, of course. But again, Josh has a weekly program on Saturday mornings.
Excellent. Yep. Listen to Josh on Saturday mornings, what, 6:20?
Yeah, around 6:20. Sometimes I'm not up to listen to myself, so. But I know a lot of the farmers around here and producers are up early already working, so sometimes I catch it. I don't like to hear myself either, so.
You don't have to. Yeah. If you're in here talking but, on the radio, you can't but it hear is. Yourself.
But it is a... you know, we try to, whatever's going on, you know.
Well, there is always stuff going on. I know so we've had a lot of, you know, fire danger lately.
Yes.
That's got to be something people need to be
aware of. We're really encouraging people not to burn. Right
well, I mean,
now,
no, it's going to so be something they're going to be looking to do here pretty soon, too.
Yep,
it's that
something
time of
that,
year.
Yep,
so.
Wanting to get that, you know, broom sedge burned off and all that. So, hopefully we get some more rain.
That's
and,
what we needed.
And so...
Well, maybe this weekend we'll get a little bit of
I hope so.
If the forecast is to be believed, we'll see.
Yeah, there's a lot of times this year that the forecast said that it was going to rain and it didn't happen. Had a lot of people trying to plant some in the wintertime, plant some winter forage, and had some issues because they went by the weather patterns and didn't get any rain, so nothing germinated, and so had to plant a few times. So,
really?
Yeah. A lot of people don't think of that, and it costs farmers a lot of money if we don't get rain. So
yes, at the right time.
Yeah.
Well, excellent. Well, thank you guys for coming. I really appreciate all the work you do.
Thank you for having us and your support.
Cool.
Brad, this is I know you try to bring in organizations around the community, and I think this one probably fits right in with the topic we were talking about a week or two ago with the etiquette setup. So it kind of sets up all the thing around for that one.
4-H has a similar program going on. That's something that's obviously important in today's world, and you know the whole all the great programs that we do. And you know, this time of year we get into this, we'll get into baseball season here pretty soon, another great program, you know, deal that we've worked with for years that does similar stuff. You know, if you think about it, all the work those kids put into to have the a few cracks at the bat during the summer to for American Legion baseball, and you know, they've been doing that for a decade.
You may not have an animal depending on you, but you got eight other teammates that are
That's
depending
right.
on you,
it's,
so yeah,
it's different, but similar, all the work that comes in, and it's you know, that's a well, that is a parallel in a lot of the things we support, definitely.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it's important, I know, to you. It's part of your family tradition. It's part of the tradition and history of the dealership going back more than 75 years, that the community involvement in things like the livestock show, like the, you know, American Legion baseball, like some of the other things.
Yeah, and you know, it is almost our anniversary month. That'll be April, and where we start another celebration. But it was 75 years last year. And so, you know, that's a lot of... lot of animal shows, livestock shows that we've worked in, and I don't know that they necessarily were involved in those very first few, but it wasn't very many later that they were showing animals there, and I dare say we've been involved in some, one way or another with most, if not all of them since then.
So. Yeah, so it, you know, it's part of not only the history of Washington County, but particularly of your business. So.
Well, and, it must, and I think it really is a testament to the area, and you know, the because it is about the program and all the work through the year. I've said that before, but that, you know, it's really.
Wait, you mean it's more than those 3 days?
It is more than those 3 days. I mean, they're going to be looking to get their animals going again now. I mean, a lot of these people are showing animals in different, you know, the whole family may have, you know, have three or more kids, and they're showing several different animals in several different classes, and you know, they're doing it all day for several days over this type period, but they're doing it all year.
Yeah.
To prepare for this, and they probably go to other shows too, many of these people. So
yeah,
it's
many
of
them show both in Oklahoma City and also travel up to Coffeyville for the interstate show later on in the summer too. So
definitely. And yeah, they, of course, they all live regular lives too and go to school and play sports and do the other stuff too, so it's great. Great preparation for our children.
Well, getting back to the business, so to speak, at hand.
Sure.
You mentioned earlier that it is Truck Month.
It is Ford Truck Month. It is now through the end of March. It's a great time of year. It's a, you know, this is a special time of year for in our area because it isn't Truck Month everywhere. This is a, you know, if we are in Texas and Oklahoma, this is the traditional Truck Month time of year. There's a national one in the fall. We also participate in that a little bit, but this is our time of year. We have the best incentives of the year on our trucks. So that we're big, we have better incentives than the rest of the nation on trucks.
Wow.
And of course, this is where the heartland of trucks
is, it
Texas
is.
And Oklahoma. So Ford knows what they're doing when they put together a program like this, and it's about selling lots of trucks. And so we've got great deals on the F-150s, on the all-new Super Duty. The Super Duty remains just really hot. We do have still a couple of the previous body and model 16s left, a couple of those. Another thing I was noticing is we're selling quite a few you know, trade-ins on the new Super Duty.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got a lot of great, pretty low mile, well, a lot of great content, big Super Duties where people have traded them a little earlier than they might have otherwise because of the new truck.
Mm-hmm.
We are selling those, a lot of them, all over the place. We had some people coming from Texas and Louisiana, New Mexico, to buy these trucks. So they've got to be great deals. And, you know, they are still very expensive, big trucks, but they are great deals. And if you're looking for something like that, do check out our website, because you can really save a lot of money off a new vehicle. Many of them are certified. We haven't talked about certification yet, but, you know, we've got both Ford, Lincoln, and Toyota certification, plus our Q certified program. So, as far as only the highest mileage stuff that you buy at Dungis doesn't come with some kind of warranty or peace of mind around that.
And well, let's talk about the Ford certificate or Toyota or, for that matter, Lincoln certification. That's a factory certification that covers nearly everything except for wear and tear items.
Yeah, there's usually an initial starting point where it lasts for maybe a year or something and covers the whole thing, and then it may go eventually into a powertrain warranty on some of the different programs. Lincoln is actually like the manufacturer warranty all the way through
for like 6 years.
Program.
Yeah.
The Toyota and Ford have different elements, but basically you're going to extend that warranty that on a new vehicle lasts for, you know, 3 years, 36,000 miles is typical. Some elements and some vehicles go 5 years, 50, some do longer, but it's going to extend it out to 100,000 miles in up to 6 or 7 years, depending on the program. Our Q certified does that at no cost to you with 2 years up to 100,000 miles. So that's not 100 additional, but 100 total, 100,000 total miles on your vehicle. So if it's a car with 60,000 miles, you have 40,000 miles of warranty left over a 2 year period on that. And it's a full powertrain warranty, and we put that on there at no cost, as a part of our commitment to delivering great products to our customers.
Well, and you're living up to that every day. as far as the customers coming in the door.
Thank you.
You know. I opened up with a 995 oil change because I think that's one thing that you are so known for. You know, you started off at least several years ago, you know, taking it down to 29.95, and then you took it down, then you took it down to 19.95,
and there's a 14.95 period for a while, and we finally found the sweet spot at 9.95, and that's for 5 quarts of oil. If you need a little bit more, those are extra, but not much. You know,
yeah.
It's a little bit per quart. And then, but anyway, we do that on all makes and models.
Doesn't have to be Ford, Lincoln, Toyota.
Ford, Lincoln, Toyota. Of course, diesels are different. They need different oil, so we'll have to quote that for you depending on what you need there. A lot of people have specific types of oil they'll want us to use. And then full synthetics are a little bit different, too. But this is a semi-synthetic OEM oil, the same oil that Toyota and Ford use. We've got new filters. Everything's good to go.
And
it's
the
best deal in town.
You probably still get the comment, I mean, you're just recycling the oil.
Well, right? we hear that. We had somebody come in. We had put up a Truck Month sign on our little placard out in front of the store, but it covered up the 995, and somebody came in concerned that the 995 oil change had gone away. And no, it has not gone away. We still do it in both stores, in the new Toyota store as well as Ford. Some people may not realize that both stores do it. You know, we mentioned appointments for the Toyota store a lot.
Right.
I think the Ford store kind of has a reputation of not being friendly with appointments sometimes. Basically, we do the Ford's, one of Ford's tenets in the quick lane is that no appointment's necessary. Mm-hmm. And with the volume we do, sometimes doing up to 75 oil changes a day on the Ford side, it's hard to accommodate appointments. But we do schedule appointments on the Toyota side, and they work great. You're in and out really quick. You can come in. You know we're going to be ready for your vehicle and hopefully get it back to you in under an hour.
Yep.
Just pretty much like clockwork.
We haven't had the torrential rains yet, other than a hint of it the other night for about 10 minutes or so. But rains will come, and that means you need to check the windshield wipers.
Check your windshield wipers. Do all the stuff seasonally that you need to maintain your vehicle. You know, this time of year, you're going to, you know, things like potholes and stuff like that start to wear on us. If you're feeling something different in your vehicle, have us check that out. You want your windshield washer fluid cleared up. We do top all that off and check all of this when we change your oil. But we'll top off all your fluids. You want good windshield washer fluid. You want to make sure that your antifreeze, as we start to get into these big temperature changes, that you've got pretty good antifreeze in there and everything's checked out there. Tire pressure is another thing with the big temperature changes that we might have this time of year. You know, if you see a tire pressure indicator light come on, take that seriously. You may or may not have a leak, but you need to have that looked at.
Absolutely. And, of course, when you come in for the 995 oil change, why not go ahead and have the tires rotated anyway?
Well, that's a great point because people often don't think about that. But in today's world, with a synthetic oil change, you may not be supposed to change your oil but every 10,000 miles. But, you know, they do recommend that you rotate your tires every 5,000 miles, actually. And it really does extend the life of your tires. Now, if you've got a dually, you're going to have trouble doing that often.
but
certainly, all, you know, for most people, rotating your tires is the one way you can really save yourself a lot of money and extend the life of your ride for a long time.
Yeah, and of course, your website gives people the opportunity to do a lot of car shopping at their convenience afternoon.
We're always working on that, on pricing our cars right. We've got internet prices, hopefully, on all our new and used vehicles. If you see one that isn't priced, give us a call. We'll fix that. But we try to be right on the money on everything every day, and that's at DungesChoice.com. www.dongeschoice.com.
Okay, and of course, 995 oil change today, tomorrow, and of course, Saturday till about 1 o'clock.
That's right. And we'll be there anytime you need us. Give us a call. Come on by.
And again, the call, 918-333-0900, and you can ask for service or parts or sales or whatever else you're looking for.
Or ask for Brad.
Or, there you go. Call the boss. News on the way next from CBS on K1.
Dignity, compassion, excellence. Stump Funeral Home and Crematory, Bartlesville, Nowata, Barnstall. This is KWON Bartlesville and K2.